From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Government weather forecasters are calling for another busy hurricane season in the Atlantic. Here's what Conrad Lautenbacher said at a press conference today in Miami. He runs the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
NOAA is predicting an above-normal hurricane season, with 13 to 16 named storms, of which 8 to 10 are predicted to become hurricanes, and 4 to 6 of those hurricanes are predicted to become major at Category 3 strength or higher.
That's about twice the usual amount of storm activity. NPR's John Hamilton explains why forecasters are expecting so many storms this year.
On average, the Atlantic produces about 6 hurricanes during the season, which runs from June 1st through the end of November. Some years have only a couple. Last year, there were 15, including Katrina. Forecasters say they're basing their forecasts for this year on several factors. One is something called wind shear. It's the change in the speed and direction of wind at different altitudes. And Jerry Bell of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says it's critical.
Hurricanes require low wind shear in order to form. So by being able to predict these wind patterns, we can then predict, like this year, with high confidence that the wind shear will be quite low and therefore likely to produce a very active hurricane season.
Another factor is the water temperature across the Atlantic Ocean. Warm water fuels hurricanes. Cool water tends to slow them down. David Adamek is an oceanographer with NASA who uses satellite data to track changes in ocean temperatures. He says the news this year isn't all bad.
Between Africa and to the West Indies, it's about 1 degree Fahrenheit or so warmer than normal. That's going to mean that the hurricanes are going to have an easier time. But off the east coast of the U.S., it's really a mixed bag. Just for right now, it's actually about normal or a little bit cooler than normal.
Oddly, water temperatures in the Pacific can also affect hurricanes in the Atlantic. Last year, Pacific waters near the equator were colder than normal, a condition called La Niña. That shifts the jet stream, which flows from west to east over North America, in a way that favors hurricanes. But Adamek says satellite data suggest that La Niña won't be a problem this year.
We have about as normal conditions in the equatorial Pacific Ocean as you can get right now, which means at least for this year, La Niña will not be playing a factor in the number of hurricanes or in the hurricane generation environment.
All this science has helped forecasters get a lot better at predicting which hurricane seasons will be busy and which ones won't. But there's still a lot of uncertainty about exactly how many storms will occur or where they will land. A well-known forecasting team at Colorado State University agrees with NOAA's forecast for this season. But Philip Klotzbeck says that last year, both teams were pretty far off the mark.
We predicted a very active hurricane season. Unfortunately, we didn't quite predict the magnitude of the season, but we were calling for activity about, say, 70% above an average season, and we got about 170% above an average season.
NOAA predicted 9 hurricanes and got 15. But Max Mayfield of the National Hurricane Center says even a perfect forecast is of limited value to most people.
It's not all about the numbers. It just takes that one hurricane over your house to make for a bad year.
Forecasters at the Hurricane Center learned that the hard way. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew badly damaged the Hurricane Center's old home in Coral Gables. It has since moved to a bunker-like structure in Miami. Mayfield says that even if this year turns out to be a quiet one, the coming years probably won't be.
We're in this very active period for major hurricanes that may last at least another 10 to 20 years. That's not good news, and the message is very clear. We need to be prepared.
That means, among other things, being ready to evacuate when forecasters say a big storm is on the way. John Hamilton, NPR News.